different DJs from different shows together? Well, want to know more? Listen to Active FM Live.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the live Active FM. Radio has never been better. In other words, Christ music is hot music. Right next to me, man, is Luando.
What's up? Yeah, this is Luando.
From what show are you from, man?
My show, but not my show.
My show, but not my show.
Yeah.
First of all,
I look so small compared to you. What happened?
So tell me, why that name? My show, but not my show.
My show, obviously, we do it based on the word of God.
Okay.
You see, so it's my show. Mm-hmm. So which means I'm talking about it and that's what I'm for.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's God's show.
Okay.
Makes sense now.
Okay, so yeah. I'm from the sporting.
It's a parable.
Yeah, it's a parable. Mm. And so, in case you didn't know, I'm from the sporting base.
Nah,
do. Do you listen? Okay, do you even listen to the sporting base? Because
I do watch sport on TV.
You do watch sport, but you don't listen to it.
Okay,
ashamed.
Wait. Oh. I'm going to get you. Do you listen to my show? Like, that's my point. You see?
Yeah, so
I was not going to ask you this.
We confess that we don't listen to each other's shows, so yeah, keep that in mind. So anyway.
Wait.
What do you mean, wait?
How is your show going to add into my life if I listen to your show?
How is it going to add into your life? You know, I also talk about fitness, right? So you can keep fit yourself.
There you go.
Go listen to the shows about bodybuilding and fitness.
Wow.
I do a lot of that.
Awesome. You see, now you're advertising your show to me.
I'm advertising. Your show to me
I just told you. When I explained the name of the show,
okay,
I told you.
Okay, I'll definitely listen to your show.
I feel like Trump is...
What?
Trump is debating with Joe Biden.
Trump is debating with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Yes,
me and you.
So who's the Joe Biden? Who's Donald Trump in this situation?
Joe Biden?
No. No, you're saying I'm Joe Biden because maybe I'm losing the debate. Is that right?
Obvious.
Though
we were not in the debate.
We're not in the debate right now. So what we're going to discuss, right? What we discussed this week, right? It's about soccer almost, but we discuss about the UFC.
You love soccer? I've never seen you kick a ball.
I love watching soccer. I play rugby, okay?
Oh!
I used to play rugby. I'm going to go back into it very, very soon. I used to play rugby, no lie.
Yeah.
No lie, no cap. I used to play rugby. Yeah, because you can see I have...
You want to have Marcus?
I'm joking.
Okay, before, I know you as Marcus. What's your DJ name?
My DJ name?
Mm.
Marco Lino.
Marco...
What?
Marco Lino.
Okay. It's Marco.
Marco?
Lino.
Lino.
Yes.
Marco Lino.
Yes.
That's a nice name. What does it mean?
What does it mean? It means power.
Means power?
Yes.
That's why you love gym.
Of course.
Interesting.
I've been gym since
very
I was 13, guys. No lie. I've been gym since.
You still go to gym?
Yes.
Okay.
Even though, yes. Do you even go to gym?
I do push-ups in the morning.
You do push-ups in the morning?
Yeah. Well,
okay, that is considered as gym. So tell me, what sports do you like?
Love soccer.
All right.
One day I will own a soccer team.
Which soccer team is that?
That means I'll build it from
It's going to be from South Africa.
I want it to beat Barca. Hey. I want it to beat Liverpool.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And Real Madrid?
What's the other team? That's the, I think, Real Madrid. Yeah, yes. But I don't think Real Madrid is doing well compared to Liverpool. But Liverpool has been losing. Right. Okay. Liverpool has been losing.
Okay.
So
do you think your team?
But I still believe that Liverpool is the best team.
Also, what do you say? Is that your favorite team?
Yeah. I don't support it, but I like it because of their strategy.
Okay. My favorite team is Barcelona, by the way. It's not Liverpool. Sorry for all the Liverpool fans. I'm so sorry.
This is the thing.
Yes.
I support Barca, but I still like Liverpool. But I like Barca more.
More.
Yeah.
Okay, now I agree with you. I totally
Would you still support Barca without Messi?
I'll still support Barca without Messi.
Okay.
They had very good players before Messi.
Yeah.
The Ronaldo.
That's what I've been telling the guys. That I feel like Barca is one of the teams that has produced like your well-known skilled players.
Yes, exactly. Yes, yes, definitely. But other people are saying they're too focused on Messi because once they pass the ball to Messi, they always focus on, they put the pressure on him now to do all the work. I don't know if you see it like in some other games. Like,
so what's your view? Because that's what other people say.
So look, my view, the way I say it, they play as a team. They don't just focus on Messi. That I think they focus on Messi because he's like the top goal scorer. Mm. That's why many people say, nah, the players are busy focusing on Messi. That's the reason, you see. So anyway, besides soccer, I used to play rugby. I watched rugby as well. Did you watch the Rugby World Cup last year? They won. They won?
Yeah, I did.
You didn't, but you saw it last year.
I did.
You did?
I did, yeah.
So what did you
think? But not all of the game, but I did.
You watched the Springboks only, eh?
Yeah, I only watched, in fact, that game where they won the World Cup.
I only watched when they were
celebrating taking out the game.
So, I don't know if you know this, right? We had this discussion in one show, right? Did you know, like when they do the team's national anthem?
Yeah.
England was actually disrespecting the New Zealand guys. They were playing the New Zealand before they played us. Mm. So when they were doing when New Zealand was doing the haka, the haka means it's like the national anthem for the All Blacks.
Yeah.
All Blacks, right? So they stand in a triangle and they're not supposed to stand like that. Mm. So they stand in a triangle and the players are in the middle doing the haka. Now, did you know, England was fined $1.2 million
for
euros.
That?
Yes. They were fined for that. So the bottom line is, in sports, you must always respect someone else's culture.
Yeah.
If you disrespect somebody else's culture, they are going to fine you for that.
Look, as I said, I do love soccer. Obviously, I'm not the...
I know.
I'm not consistent in terms of following soccer. But one of the things I've realized is that, obviously, with the strategizing,
yes,
in every field, there are laws. And if you don't know the laws... it's a problem. So I love politics. Do you love politics?
Of course, but there is politics in soccer as well. There's a lot.
But I was not talking about those politics, though.
You're not talking about
I was talking about the Trump and Joe Biden one.
Also, you are familiar with politics. I'll be honest with you. I'm not quite familiar with the politics thing, but what I do know, there might be the elections in November in the USA. So, question is, is Trump going to win? Or...
Looks like it.
It looks like Trump is going to win.
Possible.
Did you know that Kanye West, he said he was supposed to be...
Long time, I did know that.
He registered to become a president. And I think he didn't play some part in all that stuff. But Kanye West, what he has is that he has shares in... I don't know if you know, he has shares in Adidas. He just recently became the second black billionaire in 2020, and he wanted to apply to become a president. Then I don't know what happened from there.
He has a campaign.
Oh, he has a campaign. Yeah. He has a campaign. Then I don't know what happened from there. Then they just took him out, because when I was searching for the president, like the presidents and all that stuff, I see Joe Biden, I see Donald Trump and all, but I don't see Kanye West. But I ask myself, why is that the case?
Yeah.
Did they take him out?
No.
Of the presidency?
No.
I mean, in your opinion, like, why do you think they took out Kanye West? Is he not fit? Did he not give back to the community?
No, I think you don't have enough context.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's the problem.
I'm going to be answering a wrong question.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, okay.
But it makes sense.
It does make sense.
It's like, but I want to, because we're talking about sport.
Okay.
You know what I'm, okay. We're talking about sport.
Okay.
So we actually prepared this message. We love you so much that we prepared this message. It's the best message we're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
Interesting. I was able to come out with a Bible verse, you know, that speaks about sport.
Yes.
Sport, the Bible has everything.
The Bible has everything. That's the nicest thing about it. It has every single thing.
What's your favorite verse?
What is my favorite verse?
Don't tell me about John 3:16.
Wow, you really gotta ask that. I'll tell you at the end of the show. So what Luanda was preparing for us, right? We were speaking about Anthony Joshua, right? Now Anthony Joshua, he's a guy from the UK. He's a boxer from the UK, and he has, I think, four championships. Mm-hmm. Now, did you know if he wins just one more title, he becomes the undisputed world heavyweight champion of the world. Mm-hmm. That means he won all the titles in the heavyweight division. You know, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, there were some questions you wanted to ask me about Mayweather, McGregor. I think it's Mayweather, McGregor.
Me, I wanted to ask you about that.
Yes.
In fact, I still want to ask you. So you had Mayweather.
Yes.
And Conor
McGregor, yes.
Yeah. So it's obvious that Mayweather won.
Yes, they won.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
So I wanted to ask you about your, because Khabib, am I right?
Khabib.
Yeah,
yes.
With Conor.
Yes, yes.
They
yes.
do the same.
They do the same thing, and they have the same weight division.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you if you had to put, like, we had Mayweather together with Conor. So, if we had to put Anthony Joshua with Khabib, who would win?
Look, let's look at weight division now. Weight division, what's this? Anthony Joshua.
I know he's tall.
He's tall, and Khabib is short.
Yeah.
So, and he's bigger. So, in terms of power, I'll give that to Joshua. In terms of skill, I'll give that to Khabib. Because if he gets you on the floor, you're finished.
So two problems here, skill and power. Yeah.
Skill and power.
Now, which one wins? I think that the point still remains.
But the point still remains. I'll give it to Joshua.
Okay.
Because Khabib is fast. I'll give it credit. Khabib is very, very fast when it comes to movement. Mm. But if Joshua lands on Khabib, he's down.
Power.
Just one, like power. I think let's look at power now. Let's look at power.
Yeah.
I mean, Joshua's tall. He's big. Khabib is short and is a bit big.
Yeah.
Now, if you think about it, tall, short.
Mm.
Power. Yeah. If he punches Khabib, look what's going to happen.
Yeah.
He's going to go down.
Yeah.
Now, with Khabib, if he keeps on moving, lands, until he gets tired.
Mm.
Then he gets Joshua on the floor. Yeah. Then he's done.
Yeah. So Joshua makes it. So now if he had to put, since previously Mayweather made it.
Yes.
So if he had to put Joshua, Anthony Joshua.
Yes.
With Mayweather, who would win?
Look, I would, sure. Now that's a tough one. Eh? Because look, they're both good boxers. They're both very, very good boxers. But obviously, number one, same difference. Short. Now.
So you're saying Joshua?
I'll give it to Joshua.
Okay.
I'll give it to Joshua, but I would say 40% Mayweather because he's got speed and power, even though he's like short.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So if he like
man, moves. First thing.
Yes.
Because this is funny.
Alright.
When I was still young,
right.
I heard that what inspired you to go to gym. And you did it when you were young. It was because of wrestling.
It was because of what?
Of wrestling.
Wow. It was not because of that.
Okay.
No. No, okay. Just cut it, bro.
Okay.
It was not.
I was just kidding. No, so I'm trying to make a point.
Yeah.
Long time when I used to watch wrestling.
Yes.
I think there was Big Show fighting with Mayweather. Am I wrong?
Okay, I think I saw that.
So power and skill.
Power and skill.
So we're talking about Anthony Joshua with Khabib.
Yes. I see where you're going.
Does make sense.
Okay, I see where you're going.
Yeah. So that means there is a chance for Khabib to make it.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
But I think I remember that match that you're talking about. Now, the reason why Mayweather won, because he put a knuckle buster and he punched Big Show.
So
he beat that.
So, you were watching wrestling?
When I was young. No, like I was.
No, to be honest, did wrestling inspire you to go to gym?
No. I used to watch wrestling, but it didn't inspire me to go to gym at all. No.
Yeah.
No, but look, Speaking about wrestling, right?
Mm. Marcus, please don't go there. I know you love
wrestling. No, listen. Yeah. I used to watch it nowadays, but all I can say is now, the WWE from back then is way greater than it is now. There was just too much comedy there. But anyway, that's a topic for another day.
Yeah.
So
you said you have Anthony Joshua with Mayweather. You believe that Anthony Joshua will
Anthony
make
Joshua's
it. So now this is the last question I have for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Who would win between Anthony Joshua and Goku?
Wow.
Hey.
Wow. Sports and animation. Okay. Flip. Obviously, Goku's so powerful, man. Man, why did you have to bring that up? Because, look, I mean, Joshua can't do the Kamehameha way. He only knows boxing.
No, you said, you know why I'm asking you that question?
Yeah.
You said Anthony Joshua has power, but now Goku also has power.
Good point. Wow. Why did you have to bring that up? You're mixing cartoons with sport right now. Oh my God.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah, but it does make sense. But you mentioned Dragon Ball Z. Do you still watch it now, though? Sorry to bring that up. I know it's off topic, but do you still watch it now, though?
It's been hectic, man.
It's been hectic. Ah, shame.
I'm trying to be like Goku.
You're trying to be like Goku.
Yeah,
you cut your hair, so you don't have long hair, so neither do I.
No, you do.
I don't have long hair.
Your beard is long.
Wait. Let's discuss this for a second. So when I go Super Saiyan.
I'll answer you.
Yeah.
You have a Goku's beard.
Because Goku's. Look, Goku's hair is big. So if you put Goku's hair here, it won't, trust me, it won't work.
So Goku transforms here.
You transform here. You know, time to think about it. Remember when you turned Super Saiyan 3? Now Super Saiyan 3 is with long hair.
Yeah.
Now, you saying Goku, I'm the Goku with the beard. Imagine if I go Super Saiyan 3.
We don't know, man. We don't know when you lift up those weights because you go to gym. What happens there?
Pick we up don't like know. This. But anyway, so tell us, sports is in the Bible, right? So
yeah, this is a verse I found. So it's in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 26. It says, therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air.
Let me discuss something, right? Did you know when boxers train, they beat the air?
Mm.
They do that just to train. But mostly they beat like the punching bag. But the Bible actually makes a good point saying that, you know, if you beat the air, you're not aiming at anything. You get what I'm saying? So that's what the Bible actually talks about. And it talks about running a race, right?
Mm.
It talks about running a race and you gotta have one goal. You gotta have, because if you look at other people's lanes, what's gonna happen? You're gonna get distracted and you're gonna lose.
Look, it's about purpose. So even they train, they're hitting the air, but they aim.
Yes.
There's a purpose there in doing that. So that's what Paul is trying to say, you know,
there's no
the reason why I'm not doing that is because I have a purpose. I know what I'm doing.
Yes.
You see, so that I believe in everything, you know.
You gotta have a purpose. Yes.
The reason I'm standing here talking to you, this thing should have a purpose because if not, then I'm wasting my time. Do you understand? But at the same time, because you can believe that what you have has a purpose for you, but does what you have a purpose for someone else? I mean, a person who's listening to the show, does this have a purpose for
someone else? Because if that purpose is only for you, that means you're being selfish.
Yeah. So, the biggest thing, I did speak about politics. It's really not about politics.
Yes.
But at the same time, I believe this is what they should be talking about. It's family. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Most people,
they don't give, or what they do doesn't have purpose for their children, yes, because yes. they don't have purpose. Yes, do you understand exactly, what I'm saying? So exactly. it's very important.
Mm, so you're saying, like, the family, if the family is broken, the community around you will be broken because your family is broken.
Yeah. So that's actually the point to say, you have different communities.
Yes.
But communities are made out of families. So if families are broken, yes. there's no purpose.
Yes.
So which means the community doesn't have a purpose. There you are, you're playing soccer, but why are you playing soccer?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
there you are, you're boxing. There I am, I'm doing music and all that. But what is the purpose of that? That's why now when we do music, we show girls who are stripping, but that's disrespectful.
Yes.
Because you're actually not bringing honor to the women. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
you're not influencing people in the right way when we're rapping about drugs and you have many girls and all that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So why? Because you're doing something without a purpose. Do you understand? And all that, you know, talk comes from what? From a family that's broken.
Now that you bring up the music thing, right? Have you realized that these people that are talking about drugs, they're talking about girls, they're very young people?
Do you rap? Okay, sorry, man. Do you rap?
No, I don't.
Because your name sounds like a rapper.
I can't rap to save my life. No, I just want to confess that.
No.
Just stop.
Okay.
Please. No. Hell no. I can't rap to save my life. Please, if you want to sign me, I'm not available. I'm just telling you that right now. No, I can't rap to save my life, Luando.
Yeah. I mean, if I was seeing you for the first time.
Yeah.
I mean, you buff. You know, most rappers, they are buff.
Most.
You know, and they're keeping the fashion with their beard. At the same time, your hat, man, look like you come from America.
It's not a hat. It's a durag.
You see?
It's a durag.
Okay.
It's a durag. But anyway, I do get your point. But,
yeah.
But look, speaking about hip-hop.
But you do music.
I do music.
We're actually in the same team.
Yep.
You play.
Yes.
And you play well.
I do play bass.
Yeah.
I do play bass as well. But anyway, now that you put up, bring up music, I was actually I was thinking about it. Like, you mentioned drugs, you mentioned girls.
Yeah.
Have you realized it's mostly young rappers that are doing it?
Yeah.
And what I've seen, right, they say hip-hop is dead. Reason being is that all these guys, they like rapping, like, about cars, about women and all that stuff, and they don't add value. But you know what's the funny part? They're making more money than hip-hop long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're making more money right now, and all they do is mumble rap.
Mm.
I'm like, wait, okay. So now I understand when they say hip-hop is dead. But
yeah,
but it doesn't... Look,
I think there's a point there.
Okay.
Because when they started hip-hop, I believe it was to take out the message.
Yes.
You see what I'm
definitely.
Saying? But now, the reason why it's dead is because it doesn't have the purpose. It has lost the purpose.
It doesn't have the purpose anymore.
You see, so that's what Paul is speaking about in the Bible to say,
yes.
You know, I'm not like someone who's punching air. You see, so it's very important that wherever you are, whatever you do, based on who you are, you know, you need to know your purpose.
And somebody's watching you. I don't know if you realize that. I mean, if you're doing your purpose, somebody's watching you. You may not see it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
I mean, when you lift up that weight, do you gym with ladies there?
No.
And they're watching you. There you come.
No.
The veins are coming out.
I,
the beard is transforming.
No, Luando. I don't do gym just to impress women. No, I do jump to...
No, I was just asking to say...
No, I don't jump with ladies, no.
Okay. Oh, no. That's good.
No, I usually, like, when I jump, I'm all by myself.
Mm.
Like, I put on music, then I just start doing weights. I don't do it with ladies. That's something else.
Yeah.
That's something else. And you said to me, speaking about the gym now, you said to me.
You don't have to pray. I would prefer to gym at home.
Yes.
You see what I said. Yeah.
It's because.
Yeah. Don't you prefer to gym at home if you had
I had
the equipment.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with you. I prefer to gym at home in my own space. That the way I can concentrate.
Look at me, man. There are people who are big there. I don't know if they stay.
I know where you're going now. I know where you're going.
There are people who are big there.
And but this morning.
Besides that, And there I am, man. First time going to gym. I'm so thin. And you're looking at this guy. Like, yeah, welcome.
Like, how's the butt? Like, welcome to the gym. Ah,
did they hit you when you started?
They say, hey, how's the butt? I said, are you good? Like, I'm good. I said, how's your first time? Yeah. Like, say, oh, you got to enjoy. Like a butt. I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm going to enjoy my...
According to them, they were greeting you.
Yes, they were greeting me. Just by smacking me at the back. I'm like, man, what's going on?
Let me tell you something. I was in class, man. And I shaved my hair. So I just go. And
after,
yeah. So, and it was shining. Look at my head. It's shining. So what happened? Something happened. I fell asleep.
Okay.
So I had a...
No,
in the classroom there was just a sound, man. The teacher was sitting on the
head. Oh my god!
Until after school, all the kids were laughing at me. You know when they slap you, your head becomes red.
Yes, I was about to ask you, did your head turn red?
Yeah.
Did you?
There was no blues man there.
They don't. Okay. Actually, when I was young, man, I had used a similar situation, but one day they put cheese on my head.
Yeah.
So they call it a cheese cop, so that they put cheese on my head.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? No, this is embarrassing. And look, I was.
They thought you were a cheesy.
But anyway, but.
Because you were buff.
No, look,
I think they're buff guys honest, at school.
I was not buff. I was actually skinny. I was tall. And I wear like a big size shoe, man.
Were you a nerd?
Huh? Was I what?
A nerd.
No, yes, I was. I didn't wear glasses. No, I did not wear glasses, but yeah.
You
But in high school.
Okay.
Listen.
No, wait. You know they are natural.
Natural notes.
Glasses.
Natural glasses.
When you cry a lot.
Wait, the natural glasses, okay?
When you cry a lot. You know when you're about to cry and people, they look at you and say, hey, we see glasses.
Yeah.
Did you have those glasses?
No. No.
Maybe they were like, Marcus, come. There was this time, man. You know what they teach us Africans?
Yeah.
Came from Eastern Cape, man. Got to this school. Yeah. So they were teaching us Africans. I had to do a role play.
You had to do a role play, okay?
Yeah. There I am. It's quiet. In the class. So they wrote this speech for me.
Yeah.
There I am. I'm standing before the teacher. I had to present.
Yeah.
I started reading.
Afrikaans now.
Yeah. I didn't even finish the first sentence and the teacher was like, oh, it's fine, man. Go sit.
Now, look, school. Look, now that you bring us school, like, what was your best time in primary school or in high school? With me, it was in high school because a lot of things changed.
I think when I was in rural areas.
Yes.
So we had, so you have like your primary, you have your junior, and then you have your high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a funny moment, but I think it's a moment that I learned from. Mm. So you know, in school, you always go to assemble.
Assembly, yes. Yeah.
So what happened, man? I fell while the whole assembly was watching.
Was everything quiet? Was it quiet or like there was a lot of...
So everyone was talking.
Okay.
So there I am. Damn, I came out of class, man. I'm late. I'm running home. My friends, we're not in the same school. So there I am, man. I'm running. Next thing, the bag. It was like, you can pause. Wow, is that you, Luando?
Yeah.
Just flying. About to kiss the ground, man.
Oh!
I don't know how I fall, but I remember when I was just, you know, diving, there I am. I'm reaching the ground out.
Yes.
But I don't have the control of how I'm going to fall.
So you know, just...
My face...
Hit the ground.
Heading for the ground.
Okay, what did the people think, man?
No, listen. Let's pause. There you are, Luando.
Yeah.
Are you fine, man? Luando is focusing on the ground. What just happened?
Yeah.
And you know when you hit the ground and you think you're going to stop?
You don't stop.
But you hit the ground, you still move like a car.
Oh, so you hit the ground.
And your school bag
follows on your head, bro.
Nah, man. But this happened in high school?
Yeah. So listen, you know what happened.
Okay. This is interesting.
It became quiet for a moment. What do you do, Luando? Do you turn right?
Do you turn left?
Do you turn left?
Do you get up?
So, you know what I did?
Yeah.
I decided to cry.
Wait. No. That is the most embarrassing thing ever, man. Anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Radio has never been better.
Yeah.
Real. Yeah. No more fight, no more fight. No more cry, no more cry. Christ came with a vibe. New vibe from the sign. By the grace be alive. No soul would deny. My spirit on the last. He's the king for my life. He made me strong when I'm frail. I will preach for my king. I will serve all my life. I will die for the gospel. I'm alive by the king. Grace, get my life song. Grace, get me new song. No my works, no my power. By the grace of my life, I'm never gonna bust. I'm putting my life on the line. Risking my life for the Lord. No time to choose side. But the devil came with a two side. I kept the faith with a vibe. Yeah, I keep it real with my time. Yeah, I ain't losing anymore. Winning is my time. Hakuna Matata. Praying for grace for my brothers. Praying for love for my sisters, mothers and fathers. Feeling so high we made it. Feeling so blessed I made it. Christ is the reason why I did it. Feeding the soul with a king song. Killing my pride for the new joy. Praying for peace for my heart. I never go die. Yeah, yeah, I came with a mantle. Full of grace from the most high. My life is a statement I never go fail. My God is the greatest and nothing go stand against me. Oh Lord, it's a new vibe. In love with the words and it's too raw like a siren. In love with the people you created, I'm thrilled. I gave you my life, I know that you feel me. I'm calling your name, I know that you hear me. I gave you my all, I gave you my life. Yeah, I'm feeling so blessed. I'm feeling so blessed. I know that I'm thrilled. I know that I'm thrilled. Yeah. Selling my soul anymore. God is the greatest, the King of Kings. I'm a child of a King, the mighty God. Yeah. Sigh. Switch. Whoa. Switch.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.